This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it may be sunny somewhere. In fact, it's sunny in here. It's rainy, overcast, drizzly in Columbus, Ohio today. But we are live from the Natural Products Association Midwest events, annual event for natural products retailers, health food store owners, and their staff. And we've got a great deal of sunshine coming through because we're hanging out with Hemp CBD. And plus CBD oil, CB Sciences is hosting me here. You'll hear from Stuart Tompkins in a little while. We've got a new guest for the first time. We'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to introduce you to Josh Hendricks in a moment. But Super Don, you got yours on. Is it rainy, sunny, drizzly? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
It is hot. It's very hot outside, yes.
Yes, you should be growing hemp. You know, sweat for something good.
As long as it's large enough to make shade, I'm good, yes.
Yeah. Did you see the sun hemp I planted? I posted a picture up on Facebook.
No, I haven't had a chance to see that yet. I've never even heard of sun hemp before.
Well, we'll ask our Josh about it because he knows he's growing hemp, real kind of hemp, but we'll talk about that as well as other things. Now, we've got a special event today because we've got 2 hours live with, you can hear the din of the retailers talking to the manufacturers, the different products that are here. The big buzz is happening, no pun intended, with CBD because you don't get buzzed on CBD. But a lot of people are here to learn about it. Stuart lectured on it. Josh was presenting on that. We're going to hear more about what's going on in terms of how can we bring hemp back to the USA and grow it in our own backyards, grow it in our home, or on fields in the bluegrass state of Kentucky, where it seems to be leading the nation right now in acreage. We're going to get details on that. Links are in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscottbell.com. You can call us if you have any questions or comments, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Bell is how you get there, and of course 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This kicks off our broadcast week while everybody's sleepily going through about their Sunday. I'm working my little tushy off radio broadcasting. So Super Don, you work 7 days a week. I don't know when you take the day off, but if you need some more CBD, I'll hook you up. I got some here.
Yeah, well, working 7 days a week, I don't ever take a day off, but that's okay. I get what I can when I can.
Yes, right. Okay, well, let's do that. Let's bring on Josh Hendricks. You can follow him on Twitter, at Hendricks Hemp, at Hendricks Hemp, and we've got him linked up in the show notes as well. You'll see a picture in the show notes, in fact, of me, Stuart Tomp, and Josh, I'm welcoming you, my friend. We've done a couple of live videos before we got on the air, so yeah. I feel like I almost know you now, and through Stuart, you're a good friend, so we're all good friends here now. So welcome to the show, and you know, what brought you into hemp and CBD?
Oh man, what a crazy story. What a great show we're at here at Maho in Columbus, Ohio. It's not very beautiful outside, as you mentioned, but it's beautiful inside with all these great people coming, checking out CBD, wanting to learn about the evolution. But for me, it was a book I read in college called The Last Free Man in America by Gatewood Galbraith, who was an independent politician that ran for everything and was very into cannabis legalization across the board. But in the book, he really got into the difference between hemp and marijuana. And being a Kentuckian, I kind of knew Kentucky would always be behind on the marijuana thing. So
yeah,
having just taken the tobacco out, my grandfather's tobacco farm, I thought, well, this is great. This, you know, we can replace tobacco with hemp, something Kentucky's known for, something that the rest of the world, every other industrialized nation in the world grows and produces, and we buy and we're using at the time. And so I started to reach out to the people, Woody Harrelson's group from the 90s, that the Hempsters Plant the Seed documentary and all that, and they kind of laughed and told me, you know, yeah, we were the same as you, but it's still illegal. This is mid-2000s. Still illegal, and it's not something like marijuana where you could legalize it within a state and keep it within that state. This is a crop. You're going to want to have to, you know, be able to export it eventually.
Right,
so,
right.
Just kind of lost interest in, or not really lost interest, but kind of gave up hope, I guess you'd say, and moved away and got into fundraising, was doing that in South Carolina, ended up in Virginia, and was really looking for something to do. I was thinking about going back to school, law school, some different things, and kind of out of nowhere, the fall of 2013, hemp came along in the news in Kentucky. With, at the time, our ag commissioner, James Comer, was talking about it as an alternative crop and something he wanted to bring back for Kentuckians and Kentucky farmers. And he got a law passed that, again, legalized at the state level, but then there had to be some stuff done at the federal level. So he went to D.C. and worked closely with Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, Congressman Thomas Massey, and really got the provisions put into the farm bill to allow states like us to grow hemp for research. But the main word in there is marketing. And so that allowed us to use that material to sell it across state lines, to put it into products and get it on store shelves to show that there is a market for this and there is a demand. And so we've seen that happen over the past couple years. And now working with CV Sciences and a lot of the lobbying groups we work with, really getting to work with these politicians to where they're asking us, what can we do to keep furthering this and keep this thing going?
Right.
There's millions of dollars being invested in states like Kentucky, and they obviously don't want to let that see that go by the wayside. So
you've actually met with Mitch McConnell?
We meet with his staff every time we go up there. But he's sometimes a little busy to meet with us in person.
Yeah.
But
we
have a direct link to him. Our lobbying firm, we've stolen a couple of his general counsel members.
Yeah.
So we've got a good connection with him. And then we do get to meet directly with Senator Paul and Congressman Massey. And now the ag commissioner I was referring to, James Comer, he's now a congressman. So he's actually going to be sponsoring the Hemp Farming Act of 2017. We hope to see that come out next week before the August recess. And just Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon will be doing the Senate side with Senator Paul and Senator McConnell's touches on that as well. So those two bills will be coming the next couple weeks, and we'll have a good couple months of lobbying to really get that pushed through the president's office.
So a lot of what I get, the CBD oil I get from CV Sciences apparently is grown in the Netherlands. Clean, tested, all of that. We want to see more hemp grown in the United States. We want to see more CBD products here in the U.S.
Absolutely.
There are small boutique companies that have got little acreage that's happening. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
But the demand for it is way more than what's being grown right now. How soon can we see more of this produced in the United States? Is Kentucky the only place? Where else is this being grown?
Oh, no, yeah. Vermont's doing really well. Colorado obviously has its own industry. Washington State's coming along. A lot of great companies that are starting at the ground floor right now and being able to be domestically sourced because they're not in the 1,300 stores like us. And I think what's going to happen with this Hemp Farming Act is you're going to see the investment open up, because right now you're not going to invest $6 million in an extractor like the size that we need when it's still a research project.
Right, and when people are still, money people are going, I don't know what the regulators are going to do, right?
Exactly.
It's like, you're not going to invest that money at risk of going, well, the DEA is going to somehow raid every state that's growing this stuff, so we've got to establish a healthy place for the economy to rebound, because there's already loads of money flowing in, but even more.
Yeah, and it'll be insane. I mean, once it's clear cut and this is going to be a commodity scale crop, I mean, the soybean industry started in the 60s. It's a $30 billion industry now. Just in Kentucky alone, it's $1 billion. So these guys know that. They see that, these politicians.
Yeah.
And these investors are just waiting on the go, on the green light. I always say they're sitting on G waiting on O. And if as soon as they get that, it's going to be gangbusters. And what that's going to do is really make CBD more affordable.
Yeah, well, that's important. And the other aspect of this is, well, there are other industries that are not big fans of hemp.
Yeah.
Think about the drug industry that would be impacted. And it's already showing impact as studies around the country where states have legalized cannabis, medical, and some all the way to recreational. Alcohol abuse has gone down. Opioid use has gone down. I mean, you talk about the desires and goals of, like, for instance, President Trump to take on the opioid crisis. We don't need another drug. We need to free up this plant.
Yeah. And everybody says, you know, what's Trump going to say with Sessions and the marijuana controversies and all that? And I said, I can't imagine that he would be against it. I mean, if we can, if we've got Senator McConnell and these people pushing it through the Senate and the House, and it gets to his desk, it's a pretty simple pitch, right? This is about American farmers, American job creation, more American products.
Yes.
Everything says made in America on it, right? That's his M.O. Mm-hmm. How can he say no to that?
Right. So I mentioned, and I joke, I can't grow hemp officially. I should be able to. I think it's lawful because it's a godly plant, but I have to grow sun hemp,
right,
which is not the same thing, but it is a nitrogen fixture. It's
very
rehabbing
healthy plant.
The soil for when I can grow hemp.
Yeah, like I was saying in the Facebook video, I mean, your patch of garden with the sun hemp in it, you might want to put your tomatoes there next year or something. You'll have big, robust, nice,
yes,
you know, your yields will go up. And the same concept with farming, right? So hemp, I can produce hemp on a couple acres of land. Whatever I put in there behind it, even if it's pasture grass, it's going to be the best pasture grass on my farm because, and it's going to be the cheapest because I'm going to save so much money on fertilizer,
right,
whatever crop I put in there behind it. So some of these big grain producers, big conventional farmers, they're looking at it like, yeah, if I can make the same money I'm making off corn or soy or a little bit more to do it because it's new and it's different,
right,
it's going to not only going to benefit me this year, it's going to benefit me my soybeans next year or my corn next year because it's going to cost me, you know, 20% less on fertilizer, and my corn yields are going to go up, and that's the whole concept we're trying to prove, and that's why, you know, we invest in University of Kentucky and Murray State research so that this stuff can be published, the public can understand that and acknowledge it,
validate,
and utilize it for those reasons, and then again, the supply chain just gets built bigger and bigger and bigger.
Folks, the science is there. The stories are amazing. I've told you some stories over the years here on the show. We hope to hear from some retailers in the next couple of hours together that have utilized the hemp in their stores and the people, what they're saying, because it's really heartwarming. And, you know, tears sometimes come to your eyes with the miracles that occur with this plant. And it's like, it's a shame, it's a crime that it has been suppressed for many decades now. We're coming out of the dark ages here.
I can't tell you how many people have come up to me in the past 3 days and said, I loved your presentation. You know, it's so eye-opening. And then they want to tell me their three or four stories from their customers that they've had. And veterans and children, I mean, and healthy people. You know, some of the healthiest people I know that work out twice a day, this changed their life. You know, they're able to work out harder. They're able to work out longer. Their recovery time's faster. All these positive things from healthy people to, you know, unhealthy people, all in between. Everybody's quality of life is improving with CBD, and I think that's really what drives me. Stuart and I talk about all the time how blessed we are to be able to disrupt something like this, and I like to have fun with that. I like to be a disruptor.
Yep.
But I think really seeing that change and getting to talk to people directly, it really helps. You know,
right.
I'm going to go back to Kentucky even more motivated.
Live from NPA Maho. We're having a great time. Josh Hendricks is my guest. We'll hear from Stuart Tompkins in a little while. If you got CBD on your mind, heart, man, get it in your mouth. My gosh, we're going to tell you how to do that and how it'll help you. RobertScatbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Lots to read about. See where this is going. I'm glad y'all are with me. 866-939-BELL if you want to get on the phones right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Like I said, the sun is shining bright inside here at the Maho Expo in Columbus, Ohio. We're doing the hemp upright. We're here with CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. You can get a discount for being a Robert Scott Bell Show listener, RSB15, when you check out if you go online. Although I want you to get it from your natural local products retailers. We'll get Stuart Tompk on in the bottom of the hour. He's been busy chatting everybody up. We've got Josh Hendricks, a great guy, doing real great farming in Kentucky, connected with Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, Thomas Massey, and a lot of great guys in, well, I'm not a big fan of McConnell, honestly, but on this issue, all the way, McConnell. Go Mitch. But I recognize there are not many people of principle like a Rand Paul or a Thomas Massey who I do admire. They're doing good work there. And they brought Mitch on board, and if he's going to represent the people of Kentucky and the state of Kentucky, he has to be on board with this or he's toast.
Absolutely. And I think, originally it polled well. And that's honestly why he started looking into it. But once his staff and him and himself started doing the research, they were like, well, this is kind of silly. And this is something that Kentucky can kind of own. So he sees it as a legacy issue, something that he can help, better the state and better the economy with and really give the people what they want. How often does he get to do that?
Right. It's a win-win. Now, as we mentioned, the challenge is Big Pharma doesn't like this. There's certainly in the history of the attacks on hemp, we go to the Hearst newspaper monopoly, right? Forestry, moving into hemp from forest, growing trees like the renewable resource that hemp is for paper, for textiles. We talk about biofuel. You mentioned I'm growing sun hemp, which is different, but that's also can be used for biofuel. It's very good. But the idea here is this hemp plant, the cannabis plant, it has so many properties, nutritional, medicinal, etc., that it takes, an average crop and puts it on organic steroids.
Yeah.
In terms of 25,001 uses.
Yeah, you talk to the agronomists at UK that have studied tobacco and corn and soy and all this, and they're like, there are no plants where you can use the whole thing. I mean, and with our model you talked about in Holland or in the Netherlands, we strip the tops off those plants. We're still using that whole 6-7 foot stalk. They're baling that up and they're sending it to a fiber processor there in Europe that's making a material that's then going to the company that makes door panels for BMW and Mercedes. If you buy a BMW or Mercedes right now that's brand new, that's hemp in your dashboard.
That's amazing.
You can punch it as hard as you can, and it won't move, I promise.
That is awesome.
So utilizing the whole plant, whereas a lot of these crops that we're used to, you're using the good stuff, right? You're wasting the stalks, or you're wasting some of the leaves or whatever. We want to use the whole thing. And not only that, you're leaving those roots in the ground that you're turning back into the soil, and as we mentioned, making the soil that much better. So it is a win-win-win-win crop. Mm-hmm. And the politicians are starting to see that. Our customer base is starting to see that. I think you're really starting to see it grow. But, you know, utilizing all the CBD, the food, and the fiber is what it needs to become a real commodity industry.
Right, exactly. So what do you see are the challenges now, besides, of course, we talked about the risk of regulators coming in and putting the kibosh on it that's limiting the money flow to grow it bigger? Other challenges that we're facing in the hemp industry?
I think people are a little unrealistic about it. You know, many of our supporters, God bless them, are activists, and they think, you know, this is just something you put in the ground overnight, and we should have all organic, all, you know, that's not the world we live in. You can't get organic certified hemp right now because hemp's still a controlled substance. They're not going to certify it. They wouldn't be like certifying cocaine organic.
But you can know whether a farmer is utilizing synthetic.
Correct.
Toxic. I mean, there are ways to learn.
And that'll change, right? With this Hemp Farming Act, you'll be able to get certified organic. You'll have approved organic pesticides and herbicides and things you can use for commercial farming. Mm-hmm. That'll just further this and really better the entire industry. So yeah. I think, you know, other than the funding, and I guess it's secondary to that would be the grant money we talked about, not being able to go get those research grants and study this like a normal everyday crop. I always say if CBD came from coconuts, people would think this was the greatest thing ever, and we'd be world changers, and we're going to be world changers. It's going to take us a little bit more effort.
Right. Speaking of big pharma, Superdon sent me a story about Merck's Zostavax. That's the shingles vaccine. And they're talking about they're getting shingles from the vaccine itself. I want to mention CBD as a utilization tool to remediate the most intense aspects of nerve pain, for instance. Utilizing the salve locally, I think this CBD oil bomb, this golden stuff I'm mm-hmm. seeing here, my gosh, this could be a help for a lot of folks that are suffering needlessly from shingles outbreak.
Yeah, well, a lot of people we found tell us that they're using it with eczema. A lot of different joint pains and different things.
Acne, I've heard.
Yeah, I actually just recently had a friend using it for that. But, I mean, I had a pinched nerve in my neck, and I spent $250, $300 going to the chiropractor after 48 hours of that. I was like, why did I spend that money going to the chiropractor?
There are different colors of the CBD oil balm, right?
That's our basic, our raw. And then we have our extra strength, which is our gold. The extra strength, that's the powerful stuff.
That rocks. All right, folks, we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Josh Hendricks is here. We'll hear from Stuart Tomk in a moment and hopefully some retailers sometime before we're done today. So stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it all out. Learn and teach others to bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here from the National Park Association Model Midwest Show, Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio in the house, or we're in Columbus, Ohio's house. We're inside, where it's bright and sunny, outside it's rainy and drizzly. But we're having a good time here. Josh Hendricks is a great new addition to our CBD and hemp toolkit.
He's incredible.
He's awesome.
Our family.
It's a growing family.
On the ground.
Yes.
When he spoke the other day, Josh walked out, looked at the entire audience. These are retailers. Their job is to help people, but they're concerned, rightly so, about the legality of any new ingredient. Mr. Hendricks walks out. He looks at the audience and says, "It's going to be okay." This is our third year here at Maho. We're helping thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. And CBD's here to stay.
Well, here, I want to transition to the science. You just pointed out another breakthrough study that's just blowing my mind. Now, I've been seeing it with pain, with seizure disorders. We've talked about it for even cancer. Again, we're not branding this discussion at the moment, but cannabinoids and CBD in particular, in this case now, they're finding omega-3 fatty acids fight inflammation via cannabinoids. Now, you've been doing omega-3 studies in science for how many years I've known you doing that? Long time now, Stuart.
Oh, certainly. Since at least 2008, 2009.
Maybe even
earlier.
Do you ever remember coming across a study that said, hey, it's the cannabinoids that it's working with, the omega-3s?
Well, I was aware because of work at the National Institutes of Health that hyperactive endocannabinoid activity, i.e. the munchies, we talked about this could be driven by seed oil in Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs and Chicken Nuggets and Hoes and Krispy Kremes. And we did learn, thanks to Hee-Yong Kim and her team at NIH, incredible work. They discovered a compound called synaptamide, which is derived from DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. So we did know that there was a link between highly unsaturated fatty acids and the endocannabinoid system, because your body makes its marijuana-like compounds from these long-chain fats. The story that came out just a couple of days ago shows that omega-3 is metabolized into a bioactive epoxide, and that via cytochrome P450 in the liver creates a metabolite that is infinitely more powerful. And they think that some of the benefits of eating fish and omega-3 are via the endocannabinoid system, which is why those of you that have been taking high levels of omega-3 and low levels of omega-6 have had less inflammation, you feel better, and you look better.
So we're now understanding more of the nuanced, detailed science behind omega-3 benefit to the essential fats.
It's unlocking part of this that Bill Lanz, that Joe Hiblin, that Ski Shilton, I mean, the top experts in omega-3, this is brand new information. You take omega-3, it gets converted into a bioactive compound that is very similar to the anti-inflammatory effects of cannabis. Combining CBD and omega-3 so that you have the positive stream of the endocannabinoids that you need. Wow, that's a combination product waiting to happen. We're already talking to Nordic Naturals. We approached Wiley's. I think we're going to be talking to Flora about that. Sooner or later, someone will have a CBD omega-3 product on the market. Those two things should be taken every day.
Yeah, I'm just typing this as we're on the air.
I mean, it's incredibly new information.
I had to add this into the show notes. I mean, I'm doing it right now, folks. Go to robertscatbell.com. You got to read this, because this is a whole deep level understanding we didn't have about how these anti-inflammatory pathways are working, not only with omega-3s, which a lot of people are aware of now, right? It's because you brought it to where it was like, well, so we sort of know. Now it's like embedded into the DNA of all health food stores, right, in America.
And this is more, because you see, what we discovered here today is not just that EPA and DHA are converted by lipoxygenase and cyclooxygenase to the anti-inflammatory eicosanoids. This is via cytochrome P450 in the liver, so the combination of CBD and omega-3 makes perfect sense. I also have, because we were going to go deep on the science today, if you don't mind a little position transition.
Please.
This is a recent paper in Frontiers in Neurology that is suggesting that there is a link between cannabinoids and the immune hypothesis of psychiatric disorders.
All right. Stand back, because this is interesting, because we've talked about this a little bit, that they're seeing that inflammation plays a role in depression.
Well,
right?
we were making this connection.
Yeah.
You see, for years, we were convinced that the inflammation was leading to cardiometabolic problems, you know, premature heart attacks, stroke, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But we were telling people sooner or later that inflammation, unresolved, is going to start affecting mental health. Well, this paper in Frontiers in Neurology says CBD directly decreases microglial activation and attenuates stress-induced neuroinflammatory states. Wouldn't you say that most people in the world today are struggling with stress-induced neuroinflammatory states?
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, all of the traditional, it's sad to have to say that, psychiatric medicines.
Right. It's funny that those are the traditional.
It's scary, but they have no inclination, no concern, apparently, in learning this, because once they do, the whole idea of selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting
become
drugs
totally unnecessary,
irrelevant,
if it was a microglial disease.
Exactly.
So in this cartoon, you see this heavy-duty expression of the CB2 receptor in the activated microglia. So the idea is that the CBD could drive the phenotype into a more anti-inflammatory phenotype. Now, check this out. You actually have the endocannabinoids can be converted, depending on which receptor, to either pro- or anti-inflammatory pro-resolution lipid mediators.
Now, just to speak English for our listening audience.
I know, that was fun. I had to do that.
This is the difference between what THC does in the body and what CBD does in the body. Can I say it that simply? Could it be? I'm trying to make it as simple for folks to understand. Because, there, you know, the controversy, do I have to have THC, CBD? I mean, we're all about CBD here on the show, although I want people to use the whole plant for the reasons they should use it. But in this case, I'm seeing some level of indication of a different pathway for the different cannabinoids.
Yes, I think with this oversimplified cartoon, we could say that THC, which speaks to the CB1 receptor, is clearly more pro-inflammatory.
Okay.
Which is very important when you're trying to kill cancer cells.
Right. Tumor necrosis.
Bacteria alpha. TNF-alpha.
Yeah. So if this case is really, it strengthens those who are saying for cancer, you really want the THC.
Yes, and you need CB1 activation.
Right.
What we're looking for, what drug development is looking for, is CB2 activation with little effect on CB1.
Okay.
This paper here points it out so clearly. Look at this. Significant attention is being directed to the possibility of developing medicines from compounds that activate the CB2 receptor at doses that induce little or no CB1 activation. Robert, that's what our products do. Plus, CBD oil speaks to the CB2 receptor.
Yeah.
And produces these anti... Remember these compounds? Lipoxin we talked about years ago? That's an anti-inflammatory omega-6 metabolite. We are blowing the doors off of our oversimplified understanding.
Yes.
Here's what we now know. Your body knows. Mm-hmm. You need the substrate in the body. If you're balanced and you have enough of these cannabinoids and fatty acids...
Yeah.
Your body knows what to do with it.
This is food for healing, folks.
Yes.
CBD. Now, for those of you who are on, and I know a lot of people are in America, on antidepressant, antipsychotic medications, we can't responsibly say, get off of those things. You all know my feeling if you're listening to the show. But we can transition. What we're finding, people using CBD, the drop in use of opioids and harder drugs, the drop in use of even psychiatric medications, anti-anxiety, it's real. I'm not making that up. You're not making that up. But the question is, some people going, well, I want to know why and how this is working. We're getting to the details of why and how it's actually working.
Oh, if you have not opened your mind to this yet, we're talking about a link between cannabinoids and the immune hypothesis of psychiatric disorders. Is it safe to say that more people are stressed out now than at any time in the history of our country? It's probably a safe statement to make.
Yeah, and it's a different kind of stress running from mastodons like thousands of years ago.
It's a different kind of stress.
But we're now in a state of, oh, my gosh, permanent anxiety, even though we don't have to hunt mastodons. Right?
However, if microglia are the main form of active immune defense in the central nervous system, I'd encourage people to do some homework on how their diet and lifestyle negatively affects microglia.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can take plus CBD and that the CBD speaks to the CB2 receptor, knowing that depression could be a microglial disease and that we're unlocking this connection, inflammation affecting your mood, you need an anti-inflammatory for your mood. That's plus CBD oil.
Right. Now, we talk about the three levels of the CBD oil available, like the CBDA, right?
Yes.
Initial phase raw and going through to the most concentrated form. How do you see with the scientific study we're discussing the interaction with the three forms of CBD products you have available?
Well, when we're talking about the immune hypothesis of psychiatric disorder, we're clearly talking about the gold. Mm-hmm. We're going for more central and peripheral neurogenic dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I think that the way to explain it in very simple terms that everyone's going to understand will be this. The raw product in the red label, think about that as herbal aspirin for rheumatoid arthritis.
Or what about that study there we have linked up in the show notes about incision pain?
Well, again, that's fantastic. If you're dealing with that kind of pain, you clearly want a higher concentration of CBD, and that's where the gold would become. But I'm talking about people that are just dealing with kind of the minor aches and pains. They're not in such a bad place. They don't need a whole lot of support. Mm-hmm. We'll get all the benefit that they need from the raw. The green That's more total body support.
Yeah.
So this would help with people with blood sugar handling. It's going to activate the 5-HT1A serotonin receptors to help elevate mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gold is just a higher concentration of the green. So what people are learning is that they can pair these products together. I'll give you an example. If someone has central sensitization, horrible pain, and you touch them and they're so sensitive.
This is like I mentioned Merck's Zoster shingles vaccine, where they're actually getting the shingles from it. That's
yes,
the kind of pain.
That kind of pain.
Yeah.
You go for the gold.
Okay.
Now,
it's like a topical gold balm.
Well, we have
point.
A topical balm, but we also have a soft gel at the same time.
Beautiful.
You may also want to pair it with this potent, more acute peripheral anti-inflammatory benefits of the CBDA.
Okay.
Now,
raw
the thing
product.
That's exciting about this product line is you've got to learn the science. So that no matter what, we're not going to be able to oversimplify it that much. But I do have some new information on the acids.
Yes.
That when we come back from the break,
yeah.
I want to dive deep and give people a great explanation as to why the acids
okay.
are so exciting. There are papers that are studying these cannabinoid acids. And just a little quick teaser, they're going after some giant conditions with them. Okay?
Yeah. Think, folks, lupus and the use of steroidal drugs that are very damaging to the immune system and to the liver. Can we get beyond that? Can we utilize a plant from creation that has been suppressed for 70-plus years and is coming back out? Yes, we can. We're going to talk about how to do that with Stuart Tomp, my good friend from CB Sciences. Remember, you can go to pluscbdoil.com and learn more about it. In fact, you can go to your local neighborhood health food stores. All the retailers here at Maho will be here, happy to support you. And if you can't for any reason, you can go to robertscottbell.com, link through to pluscbdoil.com, get a discount. RSB15 gets you 15% off. We'll also hear more from Josh Hendricks on the growing of this wonderful plant as well.
Keep our headsets on. Let's get some pictures.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've got some more healing to do out here, and I'm alive and well because of what I can get in a health food store. That's the God's honest truth. Now, until we can all grow our own food and medicine, we need places to get it. And we can get our CBD oil from our local retailers around the country and hopefully around the world one day if you're not already growing it yourself. We have Josh Hendricks on, and he's talking about growing it back in the States, back in Kentucky and everywhere else. Sure. And we're going to hear from you some more. I know we only touched the surface and want to get below the soil, find out what's going on. And with Stuart Topp hitting the science for all you eggheads out there, you know who you are. We got you covered here. We're talking autoimmune diseases and particularly lupus. Mentioned the use of the omega-3s, which you have been well-versed on and we've talked about on this show for years.
But now these acids.
And now
these cannabinoids.
That, it's taken it to a whole other level, and it's great. It's exciting. But now there are more studies into this plant, into the cannabinoids, as to what else can we do in terms of modulating autoimmune conditions or replacing drugs like steroids, some of the most dangerous categories of drugs, these powerful steroid hormone drugs.
So unbeknownst to me, I'm only a few years into studying phytocannabinoids, the last FDA-approved drug is Marinol and Sesamet, which is a synthetic THC, both approved in 1985. That's been a long time. And the reason that we haven't had more drugs that are cannabis-based is because they want the anti-inflammatory effects, but they don't want people high.
Yeah.
Not because of social or religious reasons, it's just side effect.
Yeah.
Here's a medicine that's great for lupus, but you're stoned all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who would want that?
Although, just to acknowledge that, for some that are dealing with intense pain, they describe not being high.
Well, if they can tolerate it.
Right, yeah.
If they can. Now, the thing is that constitutionally,
sure,
allelically, and genetically, I think we'll find out with tests like 23andMe, adding a little bit of a snip for the cannabinoids, we'll find that some people are poor metabolizers. cancers.
Sure.
Like some people are poor methylators.
Exactly, yes.
Which is why they should avoid it. But in the meantime, pharma's been trying to get you the benefit without the side effects. One of these compounds, one of the areas that they're looking at, whenever you grow raw hemp, the CBD and the cannabinoids are in their acid state. That's confusing to people. What does that mean? It means that they're powerful for the body, but they have no effect on the mind. They're anti-inflammatory with no effect on the central nervous system. So there is a group out there, please look them up, called Corbus Pharmaceuticals. This is important for making our point. Mm-hmm. Corbus Pharmaceuticals. And they've been pursuing one of these acids as a promising future treatment for lupus. Their long-term goal is to use raw cannabinoids to end or replace steroids. How exciting is that?
Right. Now, my caveat with these pharmaceutical companies, synthesizing isolates, unintended consequences of that, right? I get this, but if the body can break down the THC through ingestion, also is it a CBD base too, to this, you know, lead into this acid that we're talking about here?
Oh, yeah. Even the cannabinoids. Okay. So you could just buy our raw product.
Right, yes.
Naturally. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But I only use the drug companies to make the point that we were right.
It's an important point. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just like, for everybody that's listening, not hearing it all, going, are you guys going and supporting?
No,
that's not what we're saying.
No, we're saying that the pharma companies are proving, just like they proved with fish oil. That's the best example. I helped to drive education for Nordic Naturals for 10 years. Sales went from 50 to 200 million. And the drug Lovaza was approved. That's omega-3. So the pharma people proved that Grammo's cod liver oil was right.
Yeah.
Here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, we use Grammo's cod liver oil. Mm-hmm. This is exciting because they're looking at using these compounds for children, mm-hmm. where the drugs that are out there are far too powerful for children. So here's a brand new paper, April 2017. Novel biotherapies are needed in youth and mental health. And it says right here, omega-3, CBD, and NAC are currently being evaluated. So if you have a child out there that's totally stressed out, and you're a parent and you're concerned, what is this suggesting? CBDA, the raw product.
Yes.
Some children's omega, mm-hmm. ultimate omega, or the children's DHA, mm-hmm. and some NAC as a combination would be very smart.
Sure, and of course I would do the selenium, because without the selenium you can't produce the glutathione that NAC helps to also
activate. Well, that's
activate,
why they listen
right?
to your show. Where's
exactly.
Chris? I know Chris is listening.
Right,
Chris,
bring
yes.
on the selenium.
We got it. We totally got it.
We get it.
But this is nice. Again, this is PubMed.
Yeah.
This is them doing the best that they can.
Yeah. No,
so
we'll
the
give
point
props.
Is, every time we turn around, there's evidentiary support mm-hmm. to support what we're doing.
All right, folks. How about that? A two-hour episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show focusing on CBD and hemp and healing like nowhere else in broadcast media. We're going to hear from Josh Hendricks a little bit more. He's also got a show, and we're going to find out about his show. You might want to listen to as well, because
he's got politicians on. He's got regulators
on. We
want
to hear about that. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, more hemp, more CBD, more healing, because the power to heal is
yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.
a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.